To NURFM 103.7. Time to catch up with our exercise physiologist. We do that each and every Wednesday. Mark Goswell, thank you so much for your time as always, mate. Now, something we want to look at this morning is osteoporosis. Now, for most of us, we feel that that is something that you get and the decline continues, but there may very well be a bit of light at the end of the tunnel on this one. Good morning.
Yeah, mate, a lot of our listeners will actually develop either osteopenia, which is a precursor to osteoporosis, or they'll actually get to the point of having osteoporosis, which effectively, from a simple term, is just softening of the bone. It happens in our older generation, and it does affect women more than men, generally speaking. People will get that and go, oh, you know, it's all over, I'm going to, that's the end of it. The actual thing, you can actually reverse it or slow the progression of it down. So some people will come in, they'll have like 10% loss. We've actually had people reverse that and get that back to about 6% or 4%. So
what are some of the things that we can do? We've been through the diagnosis and this is where we're at. So how do we go about turning that around? What's the process here, Mark?
Yeah, look, it's a culmination of a number of things. It's obviously getting the right medical treatment with your specialist. So there are medications that can be taken, but things that you can actually control are your diet and definitely exercise. So obviously, as we've spoken about countless times, it is specific to the individual, and it's really important that you would go and see an exercise physiologist to tailor the program around your specific needs. But as a generalized rule, the key to it is you have to do some type of loading and or resistance-based exercise.
Okay, so when we talk about both loading and resistance-based exercise, give us a couple of examples of what that generally, of course, may look like.
Yeah, look, if you don't have any other major injuries, the easiest way to load is literally to start running, skipping, jogging, walking at a fast pace so that you're actually getting that load into the lower limbs, into the back and pelvis. But yeah, that's obviously assuming that you don't have any major conditions or injuries that limit that capacity. And then the next thing you want to do is some straight old strength training, which can, can be go to the commercial gym or a gym or a studio somewhere. But there's so many other pieces of equipment that you can actually use. Like a resistance band, TRX suspension trainers, or just body weight.
So, Mark, it really does sound like there is some light at the end of the tunnel there for folks that have found themselves diagnosed with osteoporosis. So are you surprised at the amount of people that aren't investigating this as an avenue for them, or are there more people coming forward and taking this road ahead?
Yeah, look, unfortunately, there's not a lot of awareness around the fact that you can manage it yourself, and that there are factors and there are things that you can do to focus on making some changes and making some reversing in the actual condition itself. I'm not quite sure why that is, unfortunately. I'm sure we could tap into that another day. But now, there's certainly anyone that does have, particularly osteopenia, which is like the precursor to osteoporosis. There are a lot of things that you can do that are quite simple. It's not as if you need to train an hour and a half a day. It's really 20 to 30 minutes a day. But just being consistent in terms of doing the right exercises and specific to the individual.
All right, a couple of things for us to look at there with osteoporosis on the rise. As always, a pleasure with our exercise physiologist, Mark Goswell. Thanks for your time. We'll talk to you next time around.
Sounds good, buddy.
We'll do it right here at 2NURFM. And a reminder, if you'd like Mark to cover a particular topic next week, all you need to do is email right now, askmark@2NURFM.com.